Back at the mill lot, look at the plateau across the street. The Fanning counterattack was coming toward you from the far side of the plateau. Sources are unclear about how the battle ended. Perhaps the Patriots ran out of ammunition, but for whatever reason, Butler orders a withdrawal, probably to a now-defunct road uphill from the mill. From there, he could retreat in either of two directions, down that road west, the one Fanning planned to take, or north up today's Lindley's Mill Road. A Continental officer attached to the militia, Lieutenant Colonel Robert Mebane, keeps his unit on the field despite the retreat order to hold off the Tories from both directions. At one point, probably near the summit you see, he is carrying gunpowder to his men in his hat, his face black from him wiping it with powdered hands. Eventually, Mebane gives up the field and rejoins Butler's main force. Sadly, Colonel John Luttrell does not. He and another colonel were killed in the battle. Some of the Patriot militia in the battle spent time at a fortified barracks on Luttrell's plantation, 9 miles down Lindley's Mill Road. From the ambush to this point is said to take 4 hours, though the two sides did not have enough bullets to fight that whole time. One veteran says he fired 11 rounds. The Tories do not advance, perhaps for a simple reason. Somewhere on the plateau, right at the end of combat, Fanning says, "I received a shot in my left arm which broke the bone in several pieces. My loss of blood was so great that I was taken off my horse and led to a secret place in the woods." More graves are roughly 150 yards north of the ambush site on the plateau, possibly on the top of the rise, since plowed over by farmers. View the battle map, then scroll down to the next audio clip.